Yes?
Chairman McCullough, 2190.
Frank.
Good morning, Mr. President.
I'm going over NLRB's budget, and you got a lot of new people now. We've got less people in defense this year than we've had in 15 years, and we got less in the State Department. They brought in their people and made them double their workload and try to increase their output and productivity. And Rusk has got all of his problems in Asia and Africa and Vietnam, every other place, but he's managing to come 400 last year. Now, I come up on NLRB, and I'm getting a little pressure from Ruther and Meany. They say that we ought to have some more jobs, and that we're behind the workload over there, and they want to increase the budget by a few million dollars. And I just wanted to get you to take a good look at it and talk to Gordon and talk to them and see if we couldn't, by good management some way or other, figure out how to dispose of these cases without going up too much. I'm willing to. It's awfully hard for me to make the State Department and the Defense Department and all the rest of them stay under what they were last year and then have somebody else come up here and jump it a lot. Now, I want to give you whatever you need and will, but I want you to take a good look at it and talk to Gordon and see if you... Last year you had 2,076 and now you're wanting 2,320. And percentage-wise, that's a pretty good increase, and if I did that with the defense and state and my other departments, I'd be in one hell of a shape.
Our problem, in part, Mr. President, is that a great deal of this is not subject to our control, the case intake.
No, that's right.
We can't affect that. The people come in and they file the charges and they file the petitions. We don't initiate any of that.
Yeah.
And in our current year, we're running at the present time, I should say 6 to 8%, even above our own budget estimates. We're doing our damnedest to absorb all that.
You see what you can absorb and what management practices you can put in and how, what shortcuts you can take that you need to, and do everything and talk to Kermit Gordon, and let's try to get this thing as close as we can, and then what we just must have, you talk to Meany and Ruther, and you all agree on the figure that is reasonable, and it's going to make me look bad with these other departments like State and Justice and Defense and FCC and FTC and even the Council of Economic Advisors, my own office, I cut back. And let me know the minimum figure and tell Gordon, and then we'll see what we can do about it. But you get an agreement and go over it with a fine-tooth comb, see what you can combine, see if you haven't got some people in some of your branches that you could consolidate, and see if you haven't got some that can take a little extra workload, and see if you can't shift some funds from someplace. I know that...
We're 100% for what you want to do. I can only
just go on and do it now, and you talk to Kermit about it, and and see, and be sure you talk to Meany and Ruther, because I don't want to get this pressure, and let's all agree on what we do. And then tell me the very minimum figure that all of you can agree on, and I'll try to help out.
Let me give you this assurance. You know that I'm not a spender. I wasn't brought up that way when I was with you up there in the Senate. And I've done my darndest. Our new general counsel is being accused of being more Scots than I am.
Well, you just let him be accused. That's the best. That's the best badge of honor.
He doesn't worry about this.
That's the best badge of honor you can wear. But the net of it is, State Department's down employees from last year. Defense is down employees from last year. And there's not anything more important than the security. And yet we're bringing them down the first time in 15 years. Defense has been under a million, and we just slashed the living hell out of them. And that's what you and Paul Douglas have been recommending. Now, that waste. Now, you get the very minimum figure. Get some people to shift some responsibilities over there. Cut some red tape. Figure out some ways you can speed these things up. Talk to Ruther and Meany and agree on a minimum figure of increase that you've got to have. And talk to Gordon about it, and then we'll have another hearing on your outfit. They want to cut you to 2,076. You want to get to, they want 2,210 is what you urge. And we want to go back to 2,076, and might be that you can get by on 2,125 or something like that. Figure out what you can do and see that they're satisfied with the increase and make it as low as you can, because I don't want you to stick out like a sore thumb with a 4% increase when defense has got a 4% decrease.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do our darndest.
Thank you. And you call Gordon today. Get your staff in, your people, and see where you can comb it, and then call him.
All right.
He's been the chief counsel after all these years.